All right, guys, so we are live for this episode of Freedom Fridays. And this episode, we are going to be diving into the new season of Freedom Friday, as well as the Entrepreneur Spotlight. So if you are new to this channel, if you are new to me, my name is Nicholas Francis, aka Mr. Millionaire Insight. I help people establish, grow, and monetize their social media. Monetization equals money. So if that's your game, that's your jam, make sure you follow me on social media at Mr. Millionaire Insight and make sure you subscribe and turn on post notifications so you know when we drop a video. Today is going to be a great one because I got a special guest today, and he has been a friend of mine for a very long time. He's one of my mentors, probably one of the best people in Texas, you know what I mean? So I want to introduce y'all right away to Justin Springer. So he is the founder and CEO of Most Want We Will. So I'm going to just go into, we're going to talk about his story and how he not only changed my life, but also changed his life and his family tree for all time. So Justin, why don't we get into that real quick?
Man, all I know is that you're hired, man. You can do my intro anytime, man. I like that whole monetization equals money. So if that's your thing, let's get it. Man, I gotta admit, that's been my jam. And because my coach, everybody's gotta have a coach, right? So like I got a coach and he always says, heal yourself and then share it with the world, right? And one of the elements that always held me back was the money game. And for me, the money game was only a big deal to me because to me, it equaled freedom, right? It equaled and freedom, and not so much that, just, oh, I could go out there and I could travel, I could do whatever I want. Just freedom as far as I didn't have to stress over bills or I could do certain things, and I'm going to tell you right now, it messed with my confidence for a long time. And so, which we'll probably hear about tonight, or today. But the thing about it is I had to cure that element of, listen, I'm worthy of money. I'm okay with money, right? I'm going to be me no matter what. I remember getting into trouble and all that stuff, trying to look for money and all that. And so it's just nice to have overcome that and now be in a position where I'm not going to lie, man, I haven't broke the $1 million record yet. You know what I mean? Or anything like that. I would love to, but at least I know I can give back and help people get to six figures, which right now is much needed in the world. And then it's like they always say, like all of the greats, right, Nick? It's not about actually hitting the six figures, it's about who you become along the way. And that was something that I learned on my journey, is who was I becoming along this path of curing that sense of lack, that sense of fear, that sense of non-worthiness, that sense of I can't live today until I achieve this financial goal. It's one of, it's a crazy thing, man. And it holds a lot of people back, sadly. But I love the intro. I'm glad to be here, Nick.
Hey, it's a pleasure having you, man. It's always a pleasure getting to work with you, and also, getting mentored. The mentorship that you provide has been so powerful for so many other people, but I relish doing these with you because we always not only play off of each other really well, because fun fact, guys, we actually did a little bit of a show on Facebook years ago called Legendary Insight. And ever since I first came across you on YouTube all those years ago, one of the things that I was always so moved by is just the way you deliver your message and how you're motivated to telling people the truth about where they are in order to get them where they need to go. So, it's always good, man, to just be able to do this with you.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, I remember Legendary. And so that was one of the best videos we did, man. And that was around the time when Facebook Live was getting super popular, and then it just seemed like it was kind of like fizzling out. But sadly, man, our business kind of fizzled out at that time too. So I mean, for those that don't know, I've known, like Nick said, I've known him for a while. We got into MCA together. made a lot of money, built a community of 4,000 people. And then, you know, it just, unfortunately, from the turn of events, kind of just parted ways. It wasn't me and Nick, though. It was just the company itself. You know what I mean? Like that, it's sad. The company itself really kind of threw like a wrench and everything. But, you know, hey, we're still here today. We're moving on and we've grown massively from it, you know? So.
Exactly. So I just wanted to talk about just a little bit before the MCA days, and obviously we'll spend a little time briefly on that. But what really brought you to business in the first place before you even get online and stuff like that? Because that's kind of where we met. But you know, what brought you to business in the first place? Like, can you tell us a little bit about your life before business?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was one thing about with Nick, I promised him I would be keeping it PG-13 because I can get a little crazy, right? But let's just put it like this. A long time ago, man, in my 20s, I wish I would have made the right choices, but unfortunately, I didn't. I caught, you know, some felonies. And for people thinking that I just was an habitual, you know, rule breaker, I mean, well, I kind of was, but it was a couple of multiple charges that hit me at one time. And yeah, it just, I was just being kind of dumb, being stupid. I didn't have any really direction or anything like that. I was kind of lost, even though, you know, if my brother ever watches this, he's going to say, I tried to direct you, but I never listened. Right. Not to my brother anyways. And, but I got into all this trouble and I quickly found out how cold the world can get, you know what I mean? When you have that record and how you can be shunned to the side. And, because I was shunned, I started doing a whole bunch of different things to build some type of opportunity for myself. Like I used to have a headlight restoration for a business with a friend. And in 2008, that went down. To later on, I became a roofer because it's not like I had many options as a felon. And then I started watching this guy, you know, sell these roofs, build these roofs and all this. And I was like, I can do this. And so I started off with then I went off into a roofing business, had no idea what I was doing. And lo and behold, I had some success, but eventually that went down. To then I was down on the road. I was down on my, like, you know, luck. And my brother moved up into the gym industry and I begged him for a job and he kind of fought for me, even with my felony. He said, man, just put him in. I'll watch him. And sure enough, they said, okay, we're going to only give you a chance because it's your brother. And so, yeah, and I moved up in the gym industry. The only downfall was then my brother, he moved on and I was left alone and I was working crazy, crazy hours for like barely any pay. Right. I was working all these hours. My mom was taking care of my daughter. I could barely see my daughter. I had her because me and her mom split up. So I had her. So you can pat yourself on the back. But I think it's just like anybody. Right. We don't want to like miss those years of them growing up and all that. And I was doing that. It was like, it was crazy. I was just going, living up and it was like Groundhog Day, living the same day over and over and over, but not getting anywhere. Right.
Facts.
And so a guy came into the gym one day and he was working out in the middle of the day. And I was super jealous, super jealous. He pulls up in a Mercedes. And he's working out in the middle of the day and he just seems like he's just glowing. And that's probably just my mental thing. I probably put it on, right? You know what I mean? Because I just idolized it. And I was like, who is this guy that could just come in smack dab in the middle of the day and work out like it's nothing? And anyways, lo and behold, he was telling me how he was in network marketing and he was just doing really well for himself, right? So, of course, like anybody, I wanted network marketing and I tried it. And, oh, man, it was I had a horrible experience. And the only reason why I did is I don't disagree with the business model or anybody that goes off and does it. It's just for me, I was listening to all these, like, you know, events and people pumping me up. And I was like, yeah. And so finally I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, I know what it is. It's my job. My job is what's holding me back.
Yeah.
And so then I come across this tape by Tony Robbins, and he says, if you want to burn the, or if you want to take the island, you burn the boats, right? So
Yeah.
like an idiot, I said, that's it. It's my job. I knew it. Everybody in my network marketing business is telling me, can you believe that? My own like people, my own mentors were like, oh, if you
Yeah.
put your business, right? And I believed them because I was like, oh, well, this is new to me. This is the way I got to go. So here I go. So I quit my job. And 2 months later, I ended up losing my car, bro. So
Oh, wow.
yeah, lost my car. I either had to pay rent or pay my car, and I chose my rent, right? And
Yeah.
yeah, man, so I had a bad taste in my mouth. But lo and behold, I remember I was down in the dumps, man. I was literally broke and everything, and I came across that MCA. And I don't even think I told you this story, bro. The girl I was dating at the time, I borrowed the $40 from her to get started, bro.
For real?
I swear, bro. I
Wow.
swear, bro. The $40 that it took, the $40, $40
Dang.
that it took to get started, I actually borrowed it from her. I convinced her to buy it for me. And I said, look,
Yeah.
I'm gonna go hustle this thing. And of course, the first I made a sale or two, like not too long after that, but it still took me a little while. And she was like, uh-huh. So you borrowed the $40 and only made this, right? And I was like, nah, it's gonna work. It's gonna work. But yeah, so
Yeah.
started making money and just since then pulled myself out of the gutter. But that went through a lot of mindset shifts, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it speaks a lot to, where you came from and just not just, where like in Garland, but like just the where a lot of people are, right? You don't really have a lot. And I come from there too. Like I come from the islands, where it's like my life was, we didn't really have anything more than ice and water most days, you know what I mean? But we all struggle. We all know what it's like to not have. But I wanted you to kind of talk about a little bit because yeah, you hadn't shared that with me previously. But one of the things that people kind of face when they're trying to make that transition from, the hardcore struggle into doing something better and taking it seriously, is having that some type of support system. So what was it like in the beginning at that stage where you had already experienced a hard loss and a hard lesson to, hey, telling your partner at the time, hey, hang in with me. I know this is going to work. And that bleeds into the kind of mindset you had even back then. Can you tell us a little bit about what that space was like for you? That kind of, hey, just hang in with me. It's going to work.
Well, I'm more comfortable with the mindset that I have now, but back then, because it was real hard, man. I think what it was I had a lot of stuff going on inside of me. Meaning, I remember the day that I put in my 2 weeks notice. The owner from the gym, he said, all right. He's like, it's cool that you're leaving. He said, does this have anything to do with your brother? And I was like, no. And then he was like, well, I mean. He was like, so where are you going? You got another gym? And I was like, no. And I was like, I'm going online. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh man. He's like, most people don't make it online, man. He's like, come on, man. You're really gonna give up your job? And at that moment, it triggered me. I was just pissed. I was just like, oh yeah, well, I'm gonna show you, right? And then I
Exactly.
think, and then the girl that I was dating at the time, her saying the things that she would say, like. It's not like she was in my ear, like giving my $40 back because I got it back to her. It was more or less just,
Yeah.
it was just like, hey, stop doing this. Like, what, like, I think it's time, you need to go get a job.
Right.
I think for me, I wanted it really bad. I wanted it really bad because I saw other people doing it. So I kept just seeing, like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it too, type of thing.
Right.
And
Yeah.
me and you have talked about this before. We're competitive. And
Yeah.
I don't mean it could be competitive in a sense of I'm better than you, but in my mind, I'm kind of like, well, I know I can be just as good. Like, I guess that's kind of cocky, but I'm kind of like, Like, who are you, right? Like, I know I'm just as good as you because we bleed the same, right? So, you know, I respect the fact that if I became a millionaire and you became a million, and you became a double millionaire, and I kind of respected that. Okay, Nick might just have something better than me in that area. But if you were a millionaire and I wasn't yet, I would be kind of like, all right, Nick can do it, I can, right? And that could be for anybody. I mean, we already know that, you know, there's somebody that we know right now that I'm like, all right, if she can do it, I can do it, right? I
Yeah,
tell myself
exactly.
that. And so I think it's
Exactly.
just that drive. And then that was around the phase that I was going through a lot of personal development too. I guess I probably left that out. In 2016 is when I left my job, but in 2013 is when my brother handed me a personal development book. And it was by Jim Rohn. It was quotes by Jim Rohn. And that was my first, like, it was a pamphlet, bro. That was my first intro to now.
Self-improvement.
Exactly. Now, when I was going through my trouble, I got sent to rehab and they made me read the AA book. And I would say that would probably be the first AA book that was talking to me, right? But something about that Jim Rohn book just, man, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, yo, this book is talking to me. Like, don't get me wrong, bro. Like, I was in jail and read the Bible too, and it was talking to me. It was opening my mind up. But when I came across that Jim Rohn, I don't know what it was, but just the things like work harder on yourself than you do your job. You know what I mean? All that stuff. What don't, you know, success is to be attracted by the person you become. That was all Jim Rohn. You might hear a lot of thousand people use it now through YouTube, but that was Jim Rohn. And when I read those quotes, man, it just hit me. I was like, so this is the key to success. And that's when my mind started opening up. And because, like, Nick, think about it like this. Me and you joined the same program. We had the same website. We do the exact same activities. And we go out and promote it, but we're getting different results. Why? You know what I mean? It's got to be something with us. It's got to be something. We have the same website. We're doing the same thing. We got the same kind of traffic, but there's something that we are doing. It's us. And so Jim Rohn was the first to open me up to that. So I think that was around that time when 2016 came. Dude, I was pouring into just books and personal development, watching YouTube videos. I mean, I'd literally cry myself to sleep because I had no success. I lost my car. And the only thing that I could think of was, how can I get better? And personal development, personal development, personal development.
Wow, that is, and I think it was around the same time a lot of people were going through a mindset shift, but it's so pivotal at the time. You would think that, you were within this transition stage, and were it not for that pamphlet, were it not for your brother taking that initiative to say, hey, this is my small way to help you understand that, you could be better, and I see the potential in you. But talk a little bit about what that moment means to you in hindsight now, where you were in that transition period, but because of that simple, seemingly small move, your brother literally helped you get on this trajectory with a simple pamphlet.
Well, you know, it's always a whole bunch of circumstances, but you are right. I would say that book being in there and my brother helping me kind of in the gym to step into the person. Even you yourself, Nick, where you said, yo, Jay, I don't understand why you hold back. Like, you got this stuff, right? It's all those little things of reassuring that, okay, I have it. And to believe in myself, because as they always say, money is energy. And what was keeping me away from that energy was just not fully believing in myself. I mean, I want you to look at it like this. Like, when I did lose my car, I was putting all my effort into how can this just work rather than, believing in me and just sharing my expertise at that time, which I didn't know that. Looking back on it now, I now know that it has allowed me to be who I am today. Some people are like, oh, you're so confident. This just flows out of you. Like, no, like I do this every day. I've also been realizing to whatever I do learn, give it away so I can keep it. And
Right.
those can be in small little things too, like the lessons that we're learning right now. You know what I mean? The fact that I made money, the fact that I've overcome the personal development, all that, I give it away. And
Right.
I used to not. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? I would just clown everybody else. Like, why don't y'all get it? Y'all are idiots. And it's like, well, Justin, don't just tell them they're idiots. Share with them to help them. And it's like,
Yeah.
okay, my fault. So now I try to share, as much as I possibly can
Yeah.
because, I know it helps me keep it and get better,
Yeah. And I think one of the things we think too is that, we've gotten to the point where we've conquered a certain thing or we've been past a certain thing. And when you've been past it long enough, you kind of start to unconsciously think, I mean that maybe I'm the only one on here. Things like that. You get far past a situation, a circumstance, you start to think, well, okay, come on, guys. Like, you should be able to do this. If I was able to do it, you guys should be able to get this, right? I kind of get that every now and again. And then, the Holy Spirit will be like, no, you gotta calm it down a little bit. Gotta understand everybody is not you. Everybody's not gonna be in the same space you are. And I think that's one of the biggest things. And the value of, giving it away, because, you do get to impart to people that, hey, because I've been here, because I've shared my experience, because I have overcome this obstacle, I want to help you get this. And the unnecessary stuff that you're holding yourself back with, I just want you to see that you can do better than that. So I think that's where a lot of that comes from.
Well, and it's the whole, fix you and then give it to others, right? Like that's what we're all supposed to do. And I mean, it's since the beginning of time, right? It's kind of like when Jesus said, fix the speck in your own eye before you help them get, the stuff out of their eyes.
Exactly.
It's been a rule since a long time ago, and we forget that rule, right? And
Yeah.
that's ultimately our purpose. And if you deep dive into the whole mindset, this is just what some believe, like, and there is some science behind it, but like the whole idea of we were raised this, or like our traditions from the past still follow us with our mindset. Like, we get in fight or flight mode still. And it's kind of like we haven't had, me and you grew up in a time where we've seen war, meaning like 9/11 happened, but we didn't
Right.
see like, the Vietnam War or anything like that,
Yeah.
right? But yet our minds are still in that fight or flight. What I'm getting at is like, you could see that we've always learned as just human beings. And that's really what you want to do. As soon as you get this power, you give it to other people to help because we're all just this one. And
Yeah.
I just try to take that, you know what I mean? And the funny thing is, it's also very lucrative. It's also very helpful in so many ways. It's
Yeah.
not only just lucrative money-wise, but lucrative in just you being able to help inspire other people. It puts you in a different zone too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you
Yeah.
see somebody on the other side of the camera, like the light bulb goes off and they get it.
Yeah.
Man, you get in that flow state where you're just like, you got it. He's got it, right? You feel good about it.
Exactly. Exactly. And me personally, I love that. I love seeing that visceral reaction when someone finally gets that and you see it go off in their brain and it's like, yeah, that is awesome that it's like you see it land, right? You see the plane land in their mind, like, I finally got what it is you're trying to say, what it is you're trying to teach me. And I know for me, that's one of the most rewarding parts is that because you get people to know, like, and trust you, because of what you shared, because of what you imparted to them, when that moment actually happens, it's that much more rewarding. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, and that's the moment where just self-actualization occurs, right? Like, why do some people become super successful and then write books? They don't need the book now. They're already successful.
No.
They're doing the book to say, hey, listen, this was just my way of doing it. take some of this insight and run with it, right? I mean,
Exactly.
and you know, because they're trying to do the same thing. They're now at a point in their life where they're like, yo, I gotta give this away. I gotta help others, because that's the name of the game. That's what we're all supposed to do. That's how you have a good, you know, society. That's how you do good. I mean, it, and you know, being from hard times where me or you from, you we've always wanted that, right? It's
For
kind of like,
real.
yo, I gotta bring my boys with me. Come on, guys, I found the way, right? It's like you always want to give back. Now, sadly, some of those dudes don't follow,
Exactly.
but you know, you wanted to. It's I was
Yeah.
there. I tried to tell you. This is how
Yeah.
you fish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's something, and I'm so glad. It's like you read my mind when you mentioned that, because, you know, going through that, we're talking about the transition phase, right? When you're going into, you know, this thing that happened with network marketing, and you're transitioning over to learning more skills and, you know, getting into self-improvement and things like that. How much did that play on you? And, you know, I just wanted to talk about the fact that we can't always take the people that we ran with back in the day, you know, because people have a hard time seeing the new you, because all they're stuck in is seeing the old you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, okay, so your perception of me is a reflection of you, right? You can't
Right.
see certain things because of how you're feeling inside. So you're going to it's just gonna you're gonna project what you're actually feeling inside, right? No matter, so like, so for instance, if you feel like, oh man, wealth is, you know, is it's hard, and you got to be evil to be wealthy. Well, as soon as I become wealthy, you're instantly thinking, oh, see, exactly, he's evil. And it's like, no, that's just a reflection of you. Like, I'm a great
Yeah.
guy. I guess what I'm trying to say is as you're growing, you start to understand that about people. And I want to help them, but I also understand that their perception sometimes, like I've heard in the community, right? Like communities that I've been in with different businesses that we promote, right? Just like, you know, oh, so and so doesn't help. Okay. Now, I am not saying that that doesn't happen, that somebody doesn't sign you up and then leaves you out high and dry. It does happen. But I
Right.
can't take everybody at their word, because how do I know that that person didn't say, hey, do this? And then, bro, they just disappear or something. Like, it's happened to me. I'm like, hey, do XYZ. Hey, I'm gonna go do A. I said XYZ. Why are you doing A? And
Exactly.
then turn around, they'll be like, yo, Justin doesn't help me. No, I didn't give you your way. I
Exactly.
helped you. You
Yeah.
just didn't get your way from me, right? And so
Yeah.
in growing older now, I realized, okay, that's just their perception. I gotta let it go, right?
Right.
And it's sad that it went with friends and everything. Kind of like that
Yeah.
whole thing, you know, I'm from the hood, bro. Like, oh, you know, we don't change. We still the same. So you don't want
Yeah.
to change from out of the hood?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, like the things that we're growing up on, like the G code and all that stuff, like, it's like, yo, like, is that what you want though? Like,
Yeah.
watch what you're mocking, like, because you don't even want what you're saying. You know, like
For real.
my coach will, he has this thing where he says, yo, you're not hard, you're hurt.
Right.
And I thought about that when he said it. He was like, you know, we act hard sometimes, and really we're just hurt inside. It's kind of like, I'm gonna go drink this bottle. Like, okay, so you're gonna hurt yourself.
Right.
That doesn't make you hard. You're hurting
Exactly.
yourself, right?
Exactly.
And I guess it's just knowing all that and knowing their perceptions, the best thing I can do for them, and this was always hard, Nick, because I couldn't bring them along with me, was just continue to be a better version of myself to eventually be that model for them, right?
Right.
That's all I can
Yeah.
do. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
It's just being committed to being that example, like, hey, you know, you're not getting what it is I'm trying to show you, but I guess all I have left to do is just to be that example, just show you by the way I live, by the way I talk, by the way I walk. You know, that there is value in change. There is value in becoming better. So, you know, that's one of the most powerful things you can do. for, people that were in your life. And, that's God's plan. You know what I mean? Not everybody is built for the journey that he's going to have you on. So, it's something that's, it can be a little hurtful at times to know that, your boy from back in the day that used to be thick as thieves with you, can't be running with you doing what you're doing now, because while you're committed to being better, while you're committed to being the best version of yourself, old boy is just focused on the hood and just being round away. And it's something that you said, and I want to briefly touch on this too, because I've heard you say in live streams before about, what you used to say about your daughter, like being the kind of man that, that your daughter didn't have to be. You didn't want your daughter to be like you. Can you talk about your mindset about that particular mantra that you had back then, and what changed, and what the new phase is?
I can't say I lived in the projects or nothing, but like, I got a little hood in me, just a little touch of it, you know what I mean? But growing up on, rap songs and growing up on just the overall environment and feelings of people. We would always say things like slogans like, oh, I'll die before my daughter ever grows up to be like me, or I'll die before my son will ever grow up to be like me. Like, it's kind of like, nah, man. Like I hear parents say it all the time, right? Like, oh, I didn't go to, I didn't draw, or I, what is it? Like, I didn't ever get my high school degree. My kids are going to get their high school
Are
degree. I'm
gonna
going to
get it,
force
yeah.
them, right?
Right.
And I condone that. I approve that. But it's like, because you want what's best. But then later on, I flipped that and I was like, well, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm not giving them a model to live after. I'm just telling them, hey, do this, don't do that, right? Instead of showing up and saying, no, here, I'm going to do this and I'll show you what I mean. You know what I mean? It's kind of like why Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher, he went back to school and finished college. He didn't need it. He was already a million-dollar motivational speaker, but he's like, hey, I can go back to school and I can finish this. I can do this and I can show you, right? And that's when things started dawning on me. I'm like, wait a minute. I'd rather, now, granted, I didn't go back to school. Maybe I should have done that, but at least I could say everything else in my life that I'm like, no, you know what? I'm not going to put it off and say, oh, hey, don't do that. Instead, I'm going to put it on my shoulders and say, no, I'm going to give you something to model, right? So there's times where I get cut off in the road, right? I want to go fight. Nope. Come on now. We don't do that. What's the point of fighting? What are we going to do, right? So I'm going to show my daughter that, yeah, I'm mad, but I can restrain myself and I can keep on going, right? I'm going to get up and I'm going to do these coaching calls and all this other stuff that I've been doing lately. Yeah, I would love to go play my new PlayStation, or her new PlayStation. I got her a new PlayStation for Christmas, right? Yeah, I'd love to go play a PlayStation. I'd love to chill out. But I signed up for this. This is what feeds my family and puts a roof over our heads. So I'm going to do the right thing. And not to mention, it's right for other people. So I'm going to show her how, even though I have desires, I'm going to kind of put those to the side to do the right thing. You know what I mean? And all aspects of life. And so, yeah, I wanted to give her something to model rather than just tell her, hey, go model this way. Because then if you do that, then they're going to look for an outside source. Well, if my
Because
dad is telling me to live like this, well, who else can I follow then?
and rather than use that mindset to say, don't be the old me, or don't be who I used to be. Be, and go be something else. It's like, no, don't. Yes, I don't want you to make the mistakes that I made, but also look at what I'm doing now to be better, to be that better example, so you have something to model. Because it's so crazy, man. Like, whether you're raising a son or raising a daughter, it's so crucial. It's so crucial to show them, to model after them, because your kids, they don't do what you say more than they do what they see you do, right? And I like how you put that, because you chose not to put it off on someone else and say, okay, I'm done being the old way, but they just stop being the old way and they don't ever improve. But you put it back on yourself and say, I need to go up higher so I can be better, so she can have a better example to mirror after. So that is such a
100%.
powerful thing.
100%. I mean, if you're drinking a beer or something, and then you say, "Hey, don't drink," you know why you're holding a beer in front of them? And I mean, what do you think they're gonna do? Like, just they
Exactly.
oh, they're gonna listen to you and say, "Oh, okay." But this is why they lie, and this is why they try to get around. Well, he doesn't want me to do it, but I'm gonna still do it because he does it, so it's got to be
Right.
okay, right?
Right.
So, I mean, so. You know, I still drink occasionally, but I don't drink like I used to. I don't, you know, I don't do like any of the things that I used to because I put that on
Yeah.
me to model that. So it's like occasional drink on a Saturday or Friday, maybe when I go out or
Yeah.
something, that's it. But I don't have any liquor in the house or anything like this. So I
Right.
made those changes because I'm like, no, I want to give her something to model after.
Right. And that is amazing, man. So, one of the things I wanted to get into as we kind of pivot away from the middle part of your story before you got into, online business. And one of the things that I kind of watched from afar is as MCA ended, like it was the search for what is the next horizon? What are we shooting for next? What was your biggest motivation to getting from that point where we kind of all kind of fell off a little bit, and then we went into the search pattern, like, okay, so what do we do now? I know for me it was rough because it was like, we picked up some steam with the community that we were building. And we had a lot of traction. We were building something on social media, and then things changed. And then we both were like, what do we do now? So for you, what was that like for that period between what is the next new horizon and finding digital marketing and finding digital products? What was that mental state for you, and what brought you to digital products?
I think that mental state was horrible. if I can be honest, man, I mean, yeah, I had some financial success, thank God, but I was kind of in a hole. Most won't, we will, went on a standstill. I didn't know anymore. I was also kind of ridiculed because I was still holding on to MCA because, you know, at the time I was close to somebody and you know, she was great. I mean, we don't have no problems or anything. She was a
Right.
awesome woman, and she was trying to find her new home too. And so that was weird time for both of us because we tried to start a couple of things together, and it just
Right.
wasn't really going anywhere. We weren't clicking,
Right.
you know. And then the whole beef with Rodney, you
Oh
know
gosh.
that.
I wasn't gonna bring it up. I wasn't gonna
Eh.
bring it up. But since you bring it up, we could briefly skim that, you know what I mean? But it was man.
Well, the beef with Rodney, and you know, I mean, I'm not afraid to say it. I mean, you know, I still wouldn't back down at that dude to this day. But
I know.
my brother did open my eyes. He said, "Well, you know, hey, did you mention somebody's name in a video, a public video?" And I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "All right." He said, "Well, then, you know, you kind of got to take it down and chop it up for what it is, because at the end of the day, you look worse." I mean,
Right.
it's different if somebody was attacking me just normally, right? But a lot of times it's like, at the end of the day, why are you going to talk about other people if you're not hyping them up? If you're making a
Right.
whole video to take them down, which let's be clear for the audience, I didn't make any video talking bad about Rodney. I just
Exactly.
I did mention his name though. And anyways,
Right.
so I guess what I'm trying to say through all that was just a lot of lessons, bro. A lot of lessons of, you know, not finding a home, most won't, we will, going down, me trying to hold on. And that was hard for me because, you know, I'm that guy that preaches loyalty, or not necessarily even loyalty, just focus and non-shiny ball syndrome.
Yeah,
And
consistency.
Yeah, and consistency. And I'm like, I'm that guy. And like that was my whole thing. And now it's like I'm giving up on what I put all this effort into. And in fact, just even recently, a lot of people looked at me funny again because they're like, no, you're that guy that talks about this. And I'm like, but I'm comfortable now because back then I was not comfortable to make that change. I'm comfortable now to realize that, hey, I'm always going to go with where I feel aligned and where I can feel like I can make more use. So I got into digital marketing, but it was more like affiliate marketing at first, right? Because then I started promoting TechSpot and Exodus, made a whole bunch of money. I'm like, all right, let's roll again, right? And I liked how digital products, because I don't know if you know this, but I tried that drop shipping. You remember Happy Dog Tales? Yeah. I created a dog store with a friend of mine, and like we even went to Vegas together and literally plotted out how we were going to do this dog store, and we tried to kill it and we just bombed, man. So I was like, all right, well, yeah. So I was like, we made some money, but not enough. We broke a little bit even. But so I came back home and I was like, all right, forget this. And I started getting into affiliate marketing with digital products. And that was my first intro. And I loved it. I was like, oh man, I don't have to deal with manufacturers. I don't have to ship out anything. They can get it. So, and that's what I was loving about digital products. And I was learning the fact that it was also increasing my skills, right? And then, I got into that whole shiny ball syndrome, meaning only I wasn't switching a whole bunch of programs, but I really liked systems because I was like, oh, automated system. Who doesn't love to push a button and have an automated system, right? And, but I didn't want to be that corny until I got around some, I didn't want to be that corny, but then I got around a big player that I was like, all right, this guy's making money. He must know what he's doing. And so I got in and I'm like, yeah, let's roll. And I'm making tons of money. I'm having like $2,000 sales. And then he takes his whole system and he changes it again. And I was so mad, and he wanted all these people to upgrade and spend another like 7 grand, right? Like he was like, oh, I'm switching it over to selling software. And lo and behold, man, because in that system there was like four different programs. One of them was IPS. And I got under a guy, and I got under a guy just to get it, just because I was like, it's in this funnel. And I was like, if somebody wants to buy it, great, right? I didn't even think nothing of it, man. Didn't even think nothing of it, wasn't nothing. And then that's when he basically said, hey, he said, so I heard the system went down. I was like, dude, they changed it all over again. And he was like, well, hey, you might want to check this community. And that's when, like, that is all she wrote. I was like, okay, well, this community felt like the old MCA days. You know what I
And
mean? And
I wanted to touch on something real quick because, it kind of spoke to me just now where it was just like you were in this phase where you kind of rebounded and did a lot because fun fact, that was around the time that I got real close to watching you again because we always stayed in touch over the years and we always talked and we'd check up on each other every so often, every couple of weeks or something like that. But this was where I was actually seeing your content again. I was actually, getting to get that bird's eye view and I watched the transition. And just to talk about that, it was just one of those time periods where we both were kind of looking like you had already gotten some traction with the high ticket sales and everything. But when like just a little side note here, guys, when he said he got under a guy, he doesn't mean like MLM or anything like that. This is just that he found somebody that was also in the same business he was doing, but also they were offering other products. So he just chose to say, okay, well, let me see what you're doing. And he became a customer of his. So I want to just clear that up. But in that time period, I was also looking for something too. And I was still in that phase of, okay, I've been doing the whole social media ads agency. made some money too, you know what I mean? But I was still having to go out there and do like DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that kind of stuff, the whole little ride share, food delivery, all of that kind of stuff. But I started watching your content again. It was interesting to me where I really saw the transition between you doing the high ticket thing to finding the community that we both found, right? And it's because of you, I actually found this community, the digital growth community. And then we got into promoting this. So can you talk a little bit about like, I mean, okay, so just to have some fun, like, can you tell the story of how you told me about this from your perspective? Because I tell this story all the time in my content, but they rarely ever get to hear your side of it. So can you share that moment in time where I came across it and I asked you about it, what that was like and how that went down?
Yeah, well, like I said, like so, and Nick is right. I didn't mean to say under a guy that's not an MLM. It's just more or less I knew a guy had the the digital product, so I bought it off of him, right? And what I was promoting, it went down, and I was kind of a little bit flustered. And he said, "Hey, listen, just check out this community because a guy like you would kill it." And he even told me, he's like, "Dude, you're going to make tons of money with it. I know you will if you just look and see what they're doing." And I said, "All right, I'm gonna do it." And so I looked, I peeked in, and I was like, "All right, y'all got it all set up." I was like, "Cool, ready to rock and roll. Let's go." I was like, "Let's do it." Started promoting, and then that's about the time, like you said, you came in, and I was like, "Nick," I was like, "Man, hey, you got to get in on this." I was like, "'Cause Nick, I've told you before things that I've done." And but I wasn't selling you on it because I just was telling you what I was doing. But this, I was like, "I'm selling you on it, bro, because this is like old MCA days, not playing around. Everything's already done. Community's thriving. Let's go. Me and you can come in here and run it." And got and bro, what do we moved up to like some of the I don't know what OGs of the group in like what a matter of a month or two, right? Like already like being asked to like, "Can you help with this? Can you do this? Can you do that?" "Sure, no problem. This is what we do," right? So.
And it was so crazy that you say that because like we literally started like at pretty much at the same time because I think we were like 2 weeks apart. So you purchased 2 weeks before me, and then I saw it. I watched you for 7 days, and I was like, okay, I'm done watching. Just tell me where to go, tell me what to do. But you're right. Like right around that time, I was like, look, I'd done Grant Cardone's event, what do you call it, Growth Con,
Yep.
and just spent a large sum of money to attend their VIP event and get the access to that. But when I saw this, it was literally a no-brainer for me. March 2023, I was like, yo, I gotta do this. And especially because you were like, yo, this feels like we're getting a band back together, like the old MCA days, and we're gonna run with this. And literally within 6 weeks, I recorded my signature talk and got my whole 5 minute deal, 5 minute pitch down, and I was ready. Like that was my process. Like I prayed about it and I was like, God, I don't know how I'm gonna do this, but I know I have to do it. And so I stayed right in my office here and I stood up and I just recorded it. And right when I got in, I think it was the week that I purchased that I actually sent it to Michelle. And she was absolutely blown away by it. And literally within like 6 weeks, both you and me were being asked to contribute to, hey, can you do some training for this? Hey, can, because we've both been big, huge on mindset. I'm a motivational speaker, you're a motivational speaker too, whether you believe it or not, or you call yourself that. We've kind of been existing in the same space for that time, and we've just been started to get called on within like 6 weeks of being in the community. And we were very glad to help, and we still are, right? Because that's just the kind of people that we are. That's kind of why we mesh so well together, because we have kind of the same mindset to help people and help people grow. So I knew I was super excited about it. And the amount of support that we both got and the reception that we got was absolutely amazing. And to this day, we're still grateful for everything that we're able to do here. But one of the things I wanted you to kind of clear up too is, like the last 9 months, right? That I fought TikTok myself for like 4 years straight. I was like, there is no way I'm getting on a dancing platform. I'm not good at karaoke. A brother can't dance, much less disabled. Like, I'm not about to go on TikTok to do nobody's challenge, right? And you see these little kids, they were doing these Tide Pods. I was like, what's wrong with these people? Like, they do a whole platform is like that. And I was still bringing my business over from Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But can you talk a little bit about that transition, moving from Facebook and the success that you had on the TikTok platform, being someone of our age group, being on TikTok, and just what you were able to do in the previous 9 months?
Yeah, I mean, I at that time was just it was phenomenal because I was kind of getting so burnt out on Facebook. It just the weird people marketing and all that. And I was getting burnt out. And I remember it was 2020 and pandemic. I was in California, so that was really shut down. So literally all we had was Tiger King on Netflix to watch, making fun of that dude. Or you were watching TikTok, and that was probably around the time, I think that was about the time Gary Vaynerchuk was saying, oh, or no, I was just like you. When I saw that, I was like, okay, this is fun, this is funny. I was like, I'm not getting on here, right? And then Gary Vaynerchuk was like, oh, everybody should really go to TikTok. And then he even had some people in his video saying, man, I was on TikTok, I'm getting all these leads. And I was like, what? I was like, no way. I was like, there's no way. And then that was around the time that the skateboarder guy with the ocean spray. Do you remember that video?
Yes.
Well, not only did it go viral, he rehashed the because he had who was that the singers in there?
I
The
forgot,
music.
man.
I don't know. It's old music, but can you believe like they haven't been on the charts in years? And they were
Right.
back on the charts because
Because
of
of
that.
that video.
Yeah.
Oh,
And then Ocean Spray came to him and said, hey, our sales went through the roof. So they found out he was that day that he made his video, his
wow.
car broke down. And so he was skateboarding home,
Oh,
right?
wow.
Yeah, his car broke down on the highway, and so he was skateboarding home. So they gave him like a year's supply of Ocean Spray and bought him a car.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then he was on like news outlets and everything, all from that one TikTok video, to where even the singers, Fleetwood Mac, that's who it was. Fleetwood Mac went back on the charts because of that. So then Fleetwood Mac even reached out to him and did a TikTok video with him because they were like, "Yo, you put us back on the map after years." Anyways, long story short, I saw that and I was like, "Okay, TikTok is powerful, right?" But when I got on, I was like trying to do every viral but dance. I was not dancing either, bro. I'm like, I'm not a dancer. I'm not gonna dance. But I was trying to do almost every viral thing. And I even got a couple of viral videos and I got up to 30,000 followers like quick. But I still was like, it wasn't connecting on how do I share my message in order for people to like take me seriously to want to buy what I was selling, right? And that was my missing link. I didn't know how to just kind of be me and just share. You know what I mean? I mean, I was just chasing virality. But like, but never did I know that, TikTok was going to be so powerful. I just knew it was, but it literally gave us the option to be able to just be ourselves and actually have people listening to you again. You know what I mean? And so that was around that time. That's why I knew like I had to go powerful. And then when we got in part of the community, I think I basically just told myself, man, I'm going to start a new TikTok. I was like, I don't feel like this TikTok is doing anything. I'm seeing some people have success faster than me. So it must be my message and my TikTok. Restarted a new TikTok and boom, that was all she wrote. Started having $10,000 months.
That's amazing. That's such an amazing story. Because I myself, I like I said, I counted it out and I was like, there's absolutely no way. And going like doing live streams, and I was doing doing videos on TikTok and stuff like that, and obviously learning from you and drafting from you, and some of the processes that you've always talked about. And it's kind of a different animal, Facebook and TikTok, but when I it became undeniable. Okay, it went from, okay, I'll make a few videos and let's see how it does, to literally understanding how the algorithms on that platform works and how powerful they are, and such a game-changing moment it was. And when I started doing live streams, I really started to notice, like, hey, this is something that is undeniable. And for whatever reason, like, I was like, okay, so everything old that we were chasing on the other platform, you know what I mean? Like, we really had to have that shift. Like, okay, we're gonna take this for everything that it is. And thanks to you, really, I was able to 10x my income because of TikTok, right? Because of that platform, because of everything that we had been talked about. Yeah, I know we always joked about the hammer training, but and the mindset training that we always kind of ran with over the years. But the value of telling your story and getting your message down, it was such a game changer for the both of us. But for you, like, I remember times over the last few months where, the platform got kind of sideways, and like, you went down a couple times, your accounts went down a couple times. But since then, you kind of, like, I don't know, it's a little bit like, I could safely say this, you got a little bit unstoppable, because you got four, was it four accounts taken down?
Three accounts.
Three
Well,
accounts.
two accounts taken down, but one I took down myself just out of anger. Out of anger, I was just like, all right, I'm done with this. But yeah, I mean, it was you that I went live a couple times, and everybody was like, the money's in the live, right? That's what they were saying. So I remember I went live, and I was getting nobody, right, on the 30,000 one. So then I started setting up a new TikTok. I got up to 1,000 followers, put a link on there, and it got shut down. So I was like, all right, let me try this again. Anyways, I got that one up and going, and actually I think it was three of them that got shut down. Because that was it. That was my third one at the time. Anyways, I was bringing that up, and I remember you told me, you said, bro, you got to go live. And I went live a couple times, and I was like, man, it's like crickets over here, right? And you were like, no, you, I think you told me one day, you said something like, man, you need to really, really go live. You need to go live consistently. And everybody was like, no, go live consistently. So I said, all right, I'm going to go live just consistently. So I picked a week to go live, and I went live in the morning and at night for a week. And I remember it's like, man, in the morning it was like dead, and at night I had a few people. I was like, all right, this is fun. I was like, let's keep at it. And then it's like that following week, bro, like cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. I was like, yeah, I was like, man. And then I had that $9,000 week. In fact, I got a friend that tells me, bro, he was like, give it up, man. That was in the past, right? Because I milked that thing so hard, but still, I had a $9,000 week. And I remember I flew my girl like to come see me and everything, and I had a $9,000 week. So like, no, we didn't go off and blow it, but we were like celebrating, right? I was like, yeah, accomplishment, right?
Of course. Of course.
And hey, even while she was here, I was like making another 2 to 3 grand, because I remember I showed you, or I think I showed people in the Stripe. That week I had a 9,000. The following week I had a 5,000. So money was still coming in, and so we were just kind of celebrating. And then all of a sudden, it hit me. Like I go to check my TikTok just to see my notifications, and my whole account was gone. And I, dude, like it hit me. It hit me. Like it was all over again. If I could say anything, this is why. Golly, you're making me rehash my whole story. How many times I've just been hit, bro? Like I've been hit when I felt like I was on that rise. And I guess it's cool. I guess this is where I get not only my hunger, but I get my sense of getting on to people when they want to start giving up. 'Cause I'm like, yo, I've been hit. I don't know how many. I feel like it's a boxing match. I keep getting hit, right? But you keep going. But you're right. Like, the cool thing is, man, now because of my mindset, I take it as okay, I need to learn something from that, right? And yeah, now I'm on a new TikTok. It hasn't gone down. I think it's only been flagged one time, right? I have toned back a little bit, right? You know, I'm not in your face as much as I used to. And it really kind of perpetuated me transitioning into now, just really telling my story and just kind of like just sharing my journey, which I was doing that before. And I didn't even know I was doing that before, right? When I was like, oh man, we have daily videos. You got to check this out. Like, it really helps me, right? So I was sharing that, but I didn't know I was. And now I'm teaching others to do that too. And they're like, oh, because I was on a coaching call today, man. And he was even saying, he was like, man, I don't like my videos. They feel so salesy. And I was like, so just be you. Just be you. So I think it's all those ups and downs brought me to where I'm at now. You know what I mean?
And that's powerful because, I talk about these in my live streams and in my TikToks, right? Like, we don't go through trials and we don't go through tribulations just for us. It doesn't just happen for us, it happens for other people. It's God's way of teaching us lessons so we can then look back and help someone forward that may be just starting or going through that you just overcame. So, it's so powerful to see. And guys, I actually get to witness this on a daily basis where Jay, your story, your mindset, just the way that you view business, the way that you view the online world has literally begun to inform your coaching and begun to literally transform people's lives. And like I said before in the beginning of the episode, like I love these aha moments, and it's even more powerful to see, like to watch his coaching and see people actually get that light bulb moment. And they're like, oh, so I need to stop being so salesy and to just tell the reason why you're doing something. And I just want you to touch a little bit more on that, just to kind of talk to the whole make money online crew, the people who promote a way to make an income online, regardless of what platform you promote or what system you promote, because we have the same mindset about this, Jay. It does not matter what you attach on the end of at the end of that rainbow, the process is still the same. It's all marketing. So can you give them a little bit of advice, like just a couple seconds of, what we really need to focus on if we are bringing opportunity to people or whatever business, product or service you have, like what's your advice as far as that?
Well, so people need to get out of mindset because I mean change their mindset because they're so dedicated to the results or something of that nature. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the money. It's just we're wanting the results so bad that it's dictating what we're doing now. Like meaning if you can kind of let go of the result and just share your experience of something, you're already taking one step ahead of somebody, right? So it's just like anybody. And I use this as a reference point. Like imagine me and you are sitting by an oven and you're going to reach it. And I say, hey, when I touched it, I got burnt. I don't know if you want to do that. You're going to say like, oh, wow, that's valuable. Thank God he went it before me and he's sharing that back with me. So now I don't burn myself. Well, it's kind of like what you're doing with your digital marketing business, your any business, it doesn't matter. You're sharing your, it's like you're taking that step ahead and then you're reporting back, yo, this is my experience with this, right? So just in case you want to come down this path, just letting you know, right? And I didn't think that was so powerful, but it is. You know what I mean? It's super powerful because you're shining a light for people to kind of know what to expect because you know, it's kind of like we all like it's those guys that sit there and say, well, how fast can I make money? It's like they want a guarantee before they invest. You know what I mean? Well, you just
Yeah.
shining that light, you're giving them, in that sense, that guarantee that they're missing. We know it's not a real guarantee, but they're getting more confident about making a buying decision because they're actually getting some advice back. And it's just,
True.
it's sad that so many people are just so attached to the results so much that they feel
Yeah.
like, well, I can't be me until I have this. And it's like, what do
Right.
you mean? Like, you're being you now. Just be
Yeah.
you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I always tell people if they go to see a movie, because I feel like that's an easier way to explain it, but it really is.
Right.
If I watch a movie and I'm like, yo, Nick, man, you got to check out this movie, bro. And I'm just telling you about it. I'm not trying to sell you on it. I'm just
Right.
telling you, like, I thought it was a good movie and there was a few action scenes and all that. I'm just sharing you my experience with it. And then you can take it as, you know, when you're sitting there with your wife, hey, you want to go see a movie? Hey, you know, Justin said this movie was a pretty good movie. Maybe we should check it out.
Exactly.
That's how it comes out. Well, that's exactly how
Exactly.
it's going to come out one day with your audience. Man, I really need to do something different with my life. You know, Justin says that this program over here is a really good program. I wonder if I should try that out. All because I was
Exactly.
sharing. You know what I mean?
Yep. And
But when I just sound like a set like an infomercial, they just scroll on by. I don't want to
yeah.
hear.
Because it just blends. Because we've heard numerous times, and we've even talked about this, about vanilla marketing, where you're just sounding like the next person. Hey, this is doing well, right? All these people are making money. Don't you need to make money? And it's like, really? Of course everybody needs to make money. There's no such thing as extra money, right? But when you're just talking about, hey, well, this person's making money, this person's successful, you need to get off your butt and be successful too. It's like, how much can people really take of that? Because that's everywhere, right? But when, like, I say this all the time too, like, people really identify with journey, they identify with story, they love to see someone go from not winning to actually learning to get to that place to actually find their success. And the longer they see that, the longer they identify with, hey, I see Justin winning. Hey, I see Nick actually grow from this person the way he was before till now. It's absolutely amazing. So then it occurs to them, hey, why don't I do that? If he can do it, I can do it, right? So,
Well,
go ahead.
you're using the whole idea of the relationship versus transactional, right? It's relation,
Yeah.
it's relatable rather than transaction. So like when I was on Facebook, I kind of got that theory relationship, but I thought it was all in Messenger, right? Well, when it's
Right.
TikTok, it's all with your experience, your journey, because they don't feel like you're trying to make a transaction out of them. They feel like you're just trying to share, and because of that, you're building that relationship. I mean, you know, like when Michelle, I always tell everybody, you know a lot of things about Michelle. Why? Because she shared that. So now, because you feel a relationship with her, even though you don't have a real relationship, you just feel closer to her because you feel like you're peeking into her life and you're getting to
Right.
understand and you're connecting. You're now going to move into a buying situation compared to somebody else that's just so quick to be so transactional with you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But once again, people have a hard time because they're so conditional. Well, I won't do this unless I know I'm getting this. Well, then
Right.
entrepreneurship isn't for you. You know what I mean? Because we never know what we're going to get, right? Truthfully,
Exactly.
you know, we can tell you, we can give you an idea. Hey, if I do XYZ, I know I can probably get, you know, this, but we
Yeah.
don't exactly know. That's the
Exactly.
fun and fear at the same time about entrepreneurship.
Exactly. And for me, like, that's like, it would scare the mess out of most people. And when, like, people would get in their feelings when I say, like, the reality is entrepreneurship is not for everyone,
It's
right?
not.
Everyone's not cut out for it. Because whereas somebody would go, okay, well, I want to make some money, but I'm not willing to put myself on the line. I'm not willing to put myself out there. I'm not willing to make videos like you are because you're just good at it, right? I would rather have something safer. And they say safer as in, a W-2 income job. And then you think about the opposite of going out there, becoming more valuable and putting yourself out there in front of your business and saying you are the business. That would scare the mess out of some people. But that excites me. And I know you feel the same way because you get to actually control what income you can make. And you can make more, you might make less sometimes, but you still have that possibility. And I think it's that possibility that drives us, that you could do the $9,000 a week. You could do 100 grand a year, 150 grand a year, even more, 700, $1 million a year, because you have just delivered that much value, right? So, I think that's what scares most people, but I really don't think entrepreneurship is for everyone. But everyone needs to make extra money though, right? Because I always say that, like, you may not be cut out to be an entrepreneur, but why not make an extra $500 to $1,000 if you could learn the skills to do so, right? So,
I mean, and you just have to nowadays. You have to. I mean, I was on a coaching call today, and he was like, inflation's up 10%, and they were only willing to give me a 2% raise, right? I'm like, eh. And everybody wants to go fight these companies, and I respect that. I'm not saying that some CEOs couldn't take a lesser paycheck. I get that. It does exist, but sometimes it's really not like the company's fault, right? Like they can only do so
So
much.
much.
Yeah, they can only afford to give you guys so much before it's just the cost of living is just definitely up. There's just no way around it. And and they have to remember, if the cost of living goes up for you, the cost of business goes up too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It just does. I mean, think about when we our gas prices went up. What was it? A few years ago when it was up really, really, really high, right? How many construction workers were like, you know what I mean? Like lawn care people. They were like, we
Yeah.
fill, you know how many trucks that we fill with gas, and how many
Yeah.
what is it? Lawn,
The mowers and the
yeah,
blowers and all that.
thank you. Like clearly I haven't mowed a lawn in a long time. But like, the mowers that they filled up, and then even their other equipment, they were all gas powered. They're like, you know how much we use gas to power everything that we do to keep our business afloat? And now that it's so high, like what can we do? We got to go up in
Exactly.
prices just to offset it. And nobody understands that. So yeah, I highly recommend you got to have a way to make some extra money. I mean, even if, like you said, a couple of extra hundred. I remember Jim Rohn, and this was in the 80s, but he said, do you know what an extra $1,000 a month can do for people? And I think
Exactly.
about that now, even with inflation and the cost of living going up, even just now, what an extra just $1,000 could do for someone.
Yeah.
It
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I don't know how many more groceries you could buy, how much more you could be investing. And to
Right.
where in 10 years you have more money. I mean, I don't know. Sky's the limit, but it can definitely change your lifestyle. Just an extra thousand a month.
Exactly. Because I talk about this all the time. The average American, and I know people around the world are going to watch this, but the average American makes anywhere from $150 to $175 a day. That's literally going to allow you to have more breathing room just to make $1,000 a month. And we talk about this so much, but I remember my days in finance, right? I'd spend over 15 years in the financial services industry. And never mind the fact that you can sit down with an average family and find an extra $500 because they're spending, $5 to $7 or $10 on coffees every day or multiple times a day or whatever it is. But just in case, you're not there yet to say you want to trim, right? But at least go out there and learn something to be able to add $1,000, $500 to $1,000, into your financial health. It's a powerful thing because, like you said, you could get some more groceries. You can afford to go to work a little bit more, like not a little bit more, but you know what I'm saying? You can afford to put some gas in your car and not have to stand by the pump just Like, you know what I mean? Like making sure you get to the right number. Like, I mean, maybe it was just me. Like, I struggled that much. And you'd be like, you click, 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 make sure you
Nah.
get to the right button. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Just to be able to, like, that hit me like a couple months ago. Like, when I really started to pick up in my business, and it hit me because I started pumping the gas, and usually, you know, because you got to watch your pockets, like you stand on the same side with the pump and make sure you're watching the numbers and you're watching the gallons go up, and you're like, oh, it's getting a little close, getting a little click, 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 click.
Yep.
And I went to fill up, and I noticed it was about the third or the fourth time that I was on the other side of the truck. Like, I wasn't even close to the pump. I wasn't even looking at that because I was making extra income that allowed me to not have to focus on getting the right click so I can make sure to have enough, right? And just being able to fill up your tank every time you go, right, is a big thing because you also know, you know, you put a little $5 here, $10 here, $20 here, $40. If you, I remember a time when if you could put $40 in your gas tank, like you could actually drop 40 on gas, you felt like $1 million. Like, yeah, don't worry about it. You
Yeah,
know what I mean?
exactly. We driving forever tonight. It don't matter. We good.
Exactly.
We good.
Yeah, we going out, we rolling out, boy, because we could put $40, $50 in the tank. But that moment kind of hit me, and I was like, wow, what we really do and the skills that we've picked up over the last 12 to 15 months literally changed our lives and literally is helping change other people's lives. Because, you know, man, I tell people all the time, man, I can't talk about you or Michelle for too long because I think about where I was and where I am now. And
Yeah.
I just want to say as we close here, man, I'm so grateful that you sent me that message because it made a life's worth of difference. Like, fun fact, guys, like, if you guys have never heard us talk about this before, how I met Justin was a $15 transaction on YouTube. I used to set my phone to watch his live streams on YouTube. It was every day at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. So I used to set my phone every day to make sure he's going live because even though he'd kick my butt a little bit, I was always able to have a conversation with him and learn something. And $15, I was able to join his group, Most Want We Will, on Facebook. And listen, that 15 bucks changed my life so many times. So I just want to say thank you just to take this public platform, as I do so many different times, right? Just to say thank you for all that you've done, your continued membership, a mentorship, not membership, but mentorship, but also your friendship. Because I say it all the time, man, $15 got me one of the closest friends I got. And we've never actually met face to face. And I
No.
look forward to the last quarter of the year when we actually will get to meet for the first time in years. On our cruise that we're going on, you know what I mean? So, bro, thank you so much, man. I just wanna acknowledge that,
Man,
you
no,
know.
I appreciate you, man. Seriously, I appreciate you for everything. You've given me a lot of insight that's helped me along the way. You know what I mean? To help me believe in myself and to just run, right? I mean, even with,
Yeah.
you know, just some of the chaos or things that are just sparking up about me here recently, like I'm making some big announcement or something that I'm like,
Yeah.
you know, but even with that stuff, it's like, you know, it's cool to have somebody just say, hey, you know what? Just run, just keep going. And I'm like, cool. You know what I mean? And I
Yeah.
appreciate that. It's nice to have that, you know, every now and then somebody just needs that, you know, like
That
somebody in the
extra
back to
push.
say, hey man, don't worry. We just
Yeah.
keep going. All right, cool.
Exactly. So, you know, again, it's always a pleasure working with you, man. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. You know, we've done this several times before, but you know, I figure with the new season, we start out with a bang. And guys, like we will be doing this pretty often as far as having, you know, entrepreneurs that will come in from different industries and different companies that will come and share their story. So The entrepreneur spotlight is meant for you to get perspective. If you've been thinking about something, if you've been trying to improve your life, trying to improve your mindset and get into business, I started the entrepreneur spotlight with the goal to help guide people to where they would like to go. Because I thought about it today on a live stream where someone was talking about you got a cold call to sell people, you got a cold call to do to move products and services. I was like, no, you don't. I never have to cold call somebody. I never have to cold message anybody because I just give people what they want. I show up, be valuable and relatable to people, and they come find me so that I become the hunted and not the hunter. Because I was tired of that. So I started the entrepreneur spotlight with the goal to give people the same insights that I have been able to get over the last 10, 15 years, and to be able to give back to you guys that way. So I hope you guys found value in today's episode. I really appreciate the opportunity every time I get to get Justin on here because he always drops value. He always gives the nuggets and he always brings the pain. If you ever watch his live stream on TikTok, one, make sure you bring a pen and pencil. But hey, the other thing is, make sure you wear some
Yeah.
AirPods.
Make sure you wear some AirPods because I might cuss up a storm or whatever. So just don't say I didn't warn you. You know what I mean? Don't say we didn't warn you.
Exactly, but Jay, before we get out of here, man, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can connect with you. I just wanted to give you a shot to do that real quick.
I appreciate that, man. I mean, you guys can always find me on TikTok at Justin Springer 841 841. I don't know why that number. I think TikTok just gave it to me and I ran with it. I never changed it. And
Right.
now there's so many Justin Springers out there that I'm afraid to change it because then nobody will know if it's really me. So listen, 841, it's my only TikTok. I will never ever shoot you a message first, and I definitely will never ask you to go on to WhatsApp or Telegram. So just know that, all right? So 841.
Yeah, and always look out for his live streams. That's one way to know for sure because when do you go live again on tick like your live schedule? What's your live schedule now?
I'm not going out tonight, so most likely tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. But otherwise, that's generally the time is Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. Central.
Okay. And you're also on YouTube, right? They also can find you on YouTube, right?
Yeah, youtube.com/Justin Springer.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Well, Jay, thank you so much for taking the time today. It's always a blessing to have you, brother. You're always welcome back on the show. We go back like four flats on the Cadillac, so I love to
There we
have you
go.
back on the team, bro. So thank you
Amen.
so much for coming in. But we just want to go ahead and close out today. But thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for giving us this audience today. And I hope you guys have a great day. And until next time, guys, live life, love God. See you when we see you.
Peace.
Peace.